Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on 104.5 FM WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. And don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
Rich, last night was another big night for Joe Biden in the Democratic race for president as he easily won over Bernie Sanders in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona, expanding his delegate lead over the Vermont senator. Really, the only question left is when will Bernie Sanders decide to get out of the race? Rich, Biden's biggest victory by far last night was in Florida as Sanders struggled just to get to 20% of the vote in the three counties around Palm Beach, Miami, and Fort Lauderdale.
Sanders struggled to get to even 20% there with three spots that are just so crucial to any Democrat in November as Biden swept all 67 counties in the state. Jamie Dupree says there are some rumblings about the Sanders campaign already bubbling in D.C. this morning. If there's any breaking news to bring you on that front, we'll certainly do so. At 11:30, we expect the next White House coronavirus update on the task force effort. We heard from the president yesterday. It's likely he'll be there again today. Live team coverage continues in Washington. WOKV's Blair Miller, and we'll see how quickly Congress might take up action on response bills. There was certainly a sense of urgency that we heard from the Treasury Secretary and the President, Blair.
Yeah, and I think we'll expect more of that out of today as well, Rich, when Congress really Senate, at least, will be discussing this today. The president wants us all to get a check in the mail, but some senators don't feel the exact same way. The administration wants direct payments covering 2 weeks of pay and going out by the end of April. Republicans and Democrats alike have raced to propose such a move, but have shown little enthusiasm for that payroll tax holiday we've heard about. That was being pushed by the president. Congress will discuss this all more today, but the president also said this morning he'll be holding a news conference today to talk about the FDA and the coronavirus. So we're expecting some updates here this morning on that as well. So I imagine we'll also hear about some of the discussion on where we stand on the stimulus package as well.
You know, it's a little bit more of a practical question, Blair, as so many people have been uprooted from the office in following the rules of social distancing, working from home, telecommuting. I know that the Congress doesn't necessarily have rules in place for something like this to help manage it, but might we see action where members of the House and Senate could actually vote from their homes?
There's some discussion that they want to knock out these votes now, then go home. As for what happens maybe next week or the week after that, we'll have to see. I mean, the House is out right now, of course. The Senate is here. The House is supposed to come back next week. There's some discussion they may not unless there's a vote actually on the stimulus spending bill. And could they vote from home? That's something they've been talking about. Will that actually happen? We have a few days, I think, to get through this first to figure out if that can happen.
Every hour something is changing, yeah. So all the more reason to keep an ear on the radio and follow along in the 104.5 WOKV app. We have a team of reporters who are working remotely, yes, and keeping safe distances. Blair Miller in Washington, you hear him every weekday morning on Jacksonville's Morning News. Our team is led by Jamie Dupree, 34 years of experience covering the Congress and Capitol Hill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.